Good morning and welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you these unscripted morning questions, inquiries to help you jostle free stuck energy, things that you've been grappling with, tangled up knots of blocked thoughts and worries. I don't know. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing every single day. And so I want to bring you what I'm grappling with, what I'm untangling, how I'm untethering, how I'm letting go of and getting underneath stuff that's holding me back, that's keeping me up at night. And today's a really unscripted inquiry. It's something that just popped up in my head this morning, and I turned on my mic. Sometimes I like to do that as a challenge for myself, just to go for it, to not try to be so perfect, which is, you know, something I got to deal with day in and day out, is that perfectionism. So today's inquiry is, what's holding your mind? What is holding your mind in thought? What is capturing your attention? What is distracting you from being fully present? And I bring up this question because I had a tough night's sleep, and I was literally tossing and turning in my bed. And there were thoughts that were going through my mind, and I couldn't get them to stop. And so I really looked at them like, wow, what is holding my mind? What is captivating my thinking mind and not allowing me to rest, not allowing me to let go into deep sleep? And so I ask you to ask yourself that question. And maybe it's not for this minute, but maybe it's throughout the day or even tonight when you go to sleep. What's holding my mind? And you could even write it down. I didn't do that last night, but I think it's helpful to be really aware of what holds our mind. Because oftentimes I will say I'm stressed. Right now in this moment, I'm stressed out or I'm anxious. But I don't really untangle or disclose to myself what I'm anxious about in the moment. What is causing me to feel stressed? What is causing my mind to feel tight, held down, held back, blocked? So naming things, I believe I've experienced, is a really, really helpful way to start to uncover and untangle. So what's holding my mind? And what has held my mind? What held my mind last night? Well, a couple of things. One is, we are a month into our cross-country road trip without a plan. This road trip is really a way of discovering ourselves in a new way. We are between homes. We don't have a home base. And we are trekking across the country. We're currently in Boise, Idaho. There are forest fires everywhere. There is record heat here, out here in the West right now. And we are planning to go up to northern Idaho, where we thought we could escape the heat. We actually booked an Airbnb for a few nights. Really looking forward to just being out of hotels, out of the camping situation, and in a home. But yet the heat and the fires are following us. So that kept me up last night. Are we going to be able to escape the fires and the heat? Should we just head back east? What the hell are we doing traipsing across the country during these really extreme weather times? So that was one thing that kept me up. And then the other thing that kept me up was just, where are we going to live? Where are we going to land? Are we going to land? There's this housing surge, housing prices, lack of rentals everywhere. Where are we going to live when we decide to stop roaming the country? So, I mean, big stuff, right, that kept me tossing and turning. last night. I also have a couple of big phone calls today with some of our wellness partners to really kind of make some commitments to each other as to how we're going to grow, continue to grow, work together, transform, build our business in this very exciting company that we're working with. But it, again, there's stress, there's uncertainty. And so I think the big thing that's holding my mind, if I can do a big word, it would probably be uncertainty. The uncertainty of the next moments and what it looks like. And the truth is, we have no idea what the next moment is going to look like. We think we know, but we don't know. I mean, that's just the reality. I think it was, I can never pronounce his name right, but Heraclitus. I don't know. He was a Stoic. I'll leave his name in the show notes. The only thing we can be certain of is change. So, you know, when I recognize that uncertainty is holding my mind, holding my thoughts, and it's just coming up in different forms, such as the uncertainty of the weather, the uncertainty of the fires, the uncertainty of where we're going next on this trip, the uncertainty of where we're going to land and live at some point. It's a lot of uncertainty. If I could just say, okay, there's uncertainty, Kara. There's always going to be uncertainty. This is just happens to be at the forefront of your mind. So can you just name it and then just come back to what you need to do in the present moment, which last night would have been sleep. So bringing you this morning inquiry, what holds your mind or what is holding your mind right now? And it could be a physical condition. It could be a financial situation. It could be a relationship, work, COVID, who knows? But just to name it is a step forward in the right direction to allowing yourself to start to get comfortable in the uncomfortable, in the uncertainty, because life is always uncertain, as we know. I hope this was helpful. I thank you for listening. And I also thank you for leaving a review. It really helps me find more people to share these inquiries with. So you can just open up your phone and pop in a quick review. It could be 5 words, doesn't have to be anything grand, but just leave a review and it'll help boost those algorithms. I thank you for that. I thank you for checking out the show notes. Check out what I'm doing, how I'm working, how I'm living, where I am right now on my website, carabradley.net/now. And you can keep up to date with my whereabouts. You never know where I'm going to land next. Have a fantastic day. Go out there and shine.